RocketFM.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Good one.
Place to, that'd be a good place to stop before or after
be a great game. Place.
Because, by the way, this one downtown at 14th and P is open till 3 p.m. Sorry, 3 a.m. 3 a.m.
Imagine that.
Bars closed at 2. They're open till 3.
That sounds like some nice
tough
chicken.
Shift. Yeah, it'd be a tough shift.
And I tell you what, they are busy until 3 a.m. It is. I was there a couple years ago, about 2:30 in the morning.
A couple years ago.
What so there last what's this is the night I called you after the game from the cigar bar.
I do remember.
He wasn't
this.
Happy.
What? Who wasn't? I wasn't.
You.
I wasn't.
You said, you know, I'm working right now. I said, I know. I said, no.
One of those.
Can you imagine all of a sudden like that? God, I saw Bush in the line at the drive-thru at 2:30 a.m. What are the odds of that? Zero. Absolutely zero.
Only if you had just gotten out of bed.
Yeah, got out of bed and just got hungry, and all of a sudden Sugar.
No, I mean you had to do something.
Sugar wanted some chicken or something. I'd go get her some.
Hey, Greg chimes in on the Pelsters. By the way, Greg.
Missing tooth, Greg?
Yes, missing tooth, Greg. I can't even believe that some of this, but he says no joking. One of the Pelsters played on a softball team that I was on in his early 20s in Norfolk. Makes sense. We would go to bars afterwards. I would start stuff, and Pelster would finish it. So one of the Pelsters.
So let me get this right. So Greg was starting fights with just random people,
right,
and then having the Pelsters back him up.
You know Greg well enough.
He'll stir things up.
Oh, he will.
Yeah.
We do have more games than just Nebraska, Oregon in the Big Ten tonight. Basketball.
Oh, what do we got?
To us.
On BTN, prior to the Oregon-Nebraska game on BTN, Wisconsin at Minnesota.
Okay.
Could be interesting.
At Minnesota. Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And at the same time on Peacock.
Okay.
6 p.m., Indiana at number 12, Michigan State.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Well, Michigan State will win that game by an appreciable number.
There are 6.5-point favorites. Yep. And then the nightcap, late game, on FS1, 9:30 tip-off.
Oh, we'll watch that.
Maryland, who is very bad, 7-9, at 13-3 USC. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't require a new you, maybe just a less burdened you. Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down or holds you back by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand your relationships, motivations, and emotions. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works, with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Okay.
Want to guess the spread in that game?
12.5.
USC over Maryland?
Yep.
I'm going to say 6.5.
Right in the middle, 9.5.
Okay.
Is the spread for USC. Wisconsin, the favorite on the road at Minnesota by 1.5 points.
Okay.
That's do you team? Think the, do you think the, I would not think, I would know that the Pelsters had to go see the Rumbles a lot.
I wonder.
I would bet. I mean, that's right in their wheelhouse, area, everything. You know that the Pelsters went and saw the Rumbles. If anyone could confirm that, let us know.
I'm surprised I haven't heard from Mike and Wahoo. He's married to a Sackett. The Sackett boys of Columbus were about as big as the Pelsters of Petersburg. Pat Sackett was my coach, and Sacketts were like the Pelsters. very tough dudes known for their boxing. Pelsters, Sackett's, Christensen's.
Sackett's, isn't that like Full House? Bob Sackett?
That'd be Sackett's.
Like
that. Oh, okay. Oh, no, it's not.
Okay, he's trying to get that straightened
out. The late Bob Sackett.
And the Christensen's of Central City. These people that are talking about Pelsters would know the Christensen's. The Christensen's of Central City. Their dad owned a feedlot. A lot of fights in Central City.
Do you ever deal with Daryl French?
I don't know that name.
He's a Golden Glove out of Pender. Would have been.
Seriously?
You better know that name.
And he's an RIP also.
Is he our age?
What's that? He'd be a couple. He'd be a year younger than us.
Huh? No.
A year younger.
I don't think.
Daryl French.
Would he a bit, was he a bigger dude?
No, small dude. Yeah,
so
small dude.
Maybe. I don't remember.
He was the one who talked me into doing the boxing for a night. And then it was like, it wasn't very much fun. I remember I came back. I go, I don't think boxing is my deal. I don't think that there's people trying to hit you in the head. And
anybody who's been boxing knows there's always that. When you show up for the first day, there'd be 35 kids there.
And then
second day, six.
Six, exactly. Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah.
Reminder tonight, Huskers, 8 p.m. We have post game at 10 p.m.
Good Lord, who's doing that?
That'd be Harrison Arnes, our friend, and Austin Orman. Sponsored by Union Bank and Trust, John Henry's, and
UBT.
Lincoln Airport. That's about 10 to 11 p.m. tonight.
Who's the last one?
Lincoln Airport.
The airport.
That's right. Nice.
On board.
They're on board.
So Nebraska balls.
Want to get on board?
Now boarding.
Get through security.
That's it for us. The drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.